I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think this is the first time this has ever happened. I'm looking around the room and everyone seems prepared.
I had cancer about 20 minutes ago. Okay.
It's Feel Good Friday.
Yay.
You guys, we can still be loud.
I don't know. It doesn't feel like the time to be like,
yeah,
you know?
Because we're like excited. We're doing this one not because we're court ordered, but we are.
We definitely are.
Does anybody want to start? You want me to start? Because you guys know what I'm doing.
Right? What would you like? I could go.
I'll start.
Okay.
Let me just get this one out of the way. I have a story from New Zealand. There is a 9-month-old pup in New Zealand that got adopted by some owners, and they were like, ew. And they took him back.
What?
Hack, your turn.
No, that's not the good.
What? Oh, then the 9-month-old pup got adopted by a new family. Yay! And they were like, ew.
What? Are you joking?
What's wrong with it?
No. No one really knows what was wrong with it. It was living at a local rescue. A new owner walked in, fell in love, and provided Hazel with a new forever home. A couple of nights later, the apartment complex they were living in caught on fire.
Oh my.
Whoa.
It was a fast-moving blaze. And Hazel jumped up on the bed and bit the owner on the arm to wake them up, which was the only reason they were not killed in the blaze.
Oh, whoa.
They ran from the home with Hazel in their arms and both are fine.
Wow.
That's crazy.
So, if you would like to not die in a fire, we have...
This is getting close to Judge being unhappy.
We have the Strays of Summer event happening tomorrow at number 38.
Yeah, it's from 2 to 4 p.m., I guess, not a.m.
Yeah, 2 to 4.
And there's going to be, I think, 13 or 14 rescues out there, dogs, cats, so whatever your fancy is.
Mm-hmm. We're not going to go through all the rescues. It's all, you can see them all on our website, alice1059.com. Right. It's fire season, everyone. Okay, you don't want to die.
It's not about the fire. It's just about bringing home a family member.
This could save your life.
Yes.
You too.
Hello, the judge likes stuff like this. Yeah, so there's going to be, you know, we're having drinks.
Yep.
Lots of sponsors. Mm-hmm. Splude is out there giving away a huge prize.
Yeah, they're giving away one of their memberships.
Yeah, so just come meet us at number 38. Oh, by the way, we also have Ed Sheeran tickets.
Yeah, that's right.
And Ed Sheeran would not save you from a fire.
Well, he actually probably would if he was there.
Do you think he'd bite you on your alarm?
He would strum his guitar to wake you.
Okay. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yes. This story, I don't actually know where it's from, but this is someone posted this and was talking about how they had an old Honda and they decided to sell it to a teenager for just $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
And the teen had told him, you know, this is all my money from working at a pizza shop. But then a week later, he called the guy who sold the car and sounded like he was about to cry. And the starter had died on the car.
Oh, no.
And the teen was like, I know this is as is. So I was just wondering if you know of like a cheap mechanic who might be able to help me out. And the guy who sold the car said, why don't you just bring it here? And he went and bought a new starter at the auto parts store. And they spent the Saturday morning together putting that new starter in.
He did not have to do that.
He did not have to do that. And when they were done, he took $200 that the kid had given him and gave it back to him.
He bought him the starter and gave him $200?
And the kid was like, what are you doing? And he was like, this is just a good luck rebate. Use it for gas and insurance. And he said, I don't need $200. I just need to know that a kid's first experience with adulthood isn't getting kicked while he's down.
Wow.
That's a little bit of a humble brag, but we're going to let it go.
No,
it's a good reminder.
It is. I love that story.
I know.
I mean, nobody's lives were saved from fire, but it was a good try.
I've got a story out of Wisconsin where a life was saved.
Let's go.
There is a Wisconsin trooper who has a new partner.
You're trying too hard on this one.
Basically, what happened, this kitten was unfortunately thrown from a moving vehicle.
Oh, God.
This trooper arrived and has now adopted the cat. And they are best friends. And he, yeah.
Does the cat ride along?
That I don't know. Sure, I don't think so.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I just want to say I've seen that happen before. It's disgusting.
What?
I was driving down the road and somebody threw a dog out the car.
Oh my gosh. The worst thing. Did you stop and get the dog?
It was on I-25, so no. Mm-hmm. But the dog did not die.
Wow.
I think I came in and we talked about it on the air and somebody called in and said the dog was alive.
Wow.
Anyway, wow, this is depressing.
My story's out of Australia.
Hello.
They were doing they were showing La La Land, the movie.
Yeah.
They were doing it where the orchestra is playing the score along with it.
Oh my God, I love that so much.
Yeah, so they had a 20-minute intermission scheduled, but 20 minutes became 30, became 40. Like, everyone, what's going on? What's going on? The pianist had become very ill, and so the conductor came out, made an announcement, and said, the pianist is sick. Does anyone here know how to, like, play piano?
Shut your mouth.
Like, sight read.
And also, you got to sight read because you've probably never practiced this, and it's, like, a pretty complex score. And there's one guy in the back who's like,
I'll do it.
Wait, was it why? Ray Romano?
Why was his voice Kermit?
Well, he was way in the back.
Yeah, okay.
So he came up and just rocked it.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, he said he was like,
hold it off.
Kind of gave it a quick look at the music beforehand, and there were a few parts where he's like, oh, I don't know how that's gonna go, and he just like kind of crushed it. Yeah, and saved the performance for everybody. Just a random guy in the audience.
That is so cool.
I have an update on that story, actually. Moments later, the theater was engulfed in flames.
No.
And Hazel saved them all.
KALC and KALC HD1 Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios.
Belco Credit Union knows switching accounts is a pain. That's why we want to pay you to do it. Go to belco.org/switch to learn more.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.